We are wrapping up the month with another unsettled day across eastern New York and western New England. I suppose it's kind of fitting given how stormy this month has been, and we are going to see even heavier rain come in tonight, and showers will linger at times during the day tomorrow. So across the area today, we've had plenty of clouds and some scattered areas of rain. It hasn't been a complete washout all day long, but it has been damp at times. It is a little bit windy as well, and we're going to be on the windy side as we head into tonight. Gusts may exceed 30 to 40 miles per hour. The bigger story, though, is going to be the rain, as there is a band of rain to our west, basically extending from western New York south into central Pennsylvania, that is progressing to the east, and it has its eyes set on our area for tonight through early tomorrow. So we're going to see a period of steady and at times heavy rain as we head through the nighttime hours. There is the potential for some flooding. It looks like the Catskills have the greatest opportunity for that flooding threat, as that's the area that is expected to see the most rainfall. So be mindful in the Catskills especially, but even outside of that area, with the downpours coming through, I can't rule out localized flooding in any area as we go through the nighttime hours. As we head into tomorrow, we'll start off with that steady rain early in the morning. There's even the chance for a rumble or two of thunder, especially from the capital region on south. And then as we go through the day, the band of rain will push off to the east, but we're still going to be dealing with a lot of clouds. Any sunny breaks will probably fill in pretty quickly as clouds redevelop, and there's still the chance for a couple of passing showers or thunderstorms, so we don't totally escape the rain threat during the day tomorrow. It'll be a warmer day, though, as temperatures come up into the 60s, and that's going to move on out. The upper-level energy that's generating those showers tomorrow will move away, and that means things are looking pretty good for the weekend, and we definitely need something to be happy about with the weather after it's been very stormy at times through this month. I think Saturday is looking quite nice with a mix of clouds and sun. It looks like the shower threat will be off to our east. Temperature should make it up into the 60s, and we could make a run at 70 degrees on Sunday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, periods of rain, sometimes heavy, windy, a low of 46 to 52. Tomorrow, rain early, remaining mostly cloudy with passing showers and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy with periods of rain, some heavy, windy, a low of 46 to 52. Tomorrow, rain early, remaining mostly cloudy with some passing showers and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy with periods of rain, some heavy and possible thunder, windy with lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s, and for tomorrow, rain early, remaining mostly cloudy with passing showers and thunderstorms, highs in the 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, periods of rain, some heavy, possible thunder, windy, lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s, and for tomorrow, rain early, remaining mostly cloudy with passing showers and thunderstorms, highs in the 60s. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny with highs in the 60s, and on Sunday, partly sunny, maybe a shower, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.